The U.S. government has indicted three members of Colombia's largest guerrilla group on drug trafficking charges. The three are members of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. They are still at large. Last month's indictments came as no surprise in Colombia. From Bogota, Stephen Dudley reports.
For years, U.S. authorities have been looking closely at the FARC and its connections to cocaine trafficking. Now they say they've pinned the rebels to shipments of cocaine that arrived in United States streets.
Evidence obtained every day clearly shows that they were involved in international drug trafficking, certain members.
Leo Araguin is the Drug Enforcement Agency's regional director for the Andes and Venezuela.
Just several days ago, there was a 5.5-ton drug seizure in one of the laboratories. With our information and the Colombia National Police Anti-Narcotic Unit, we went to an area. They hit two operational laboratories where crystallized cocaine was being processed.
Araguin says these labs were located in a huge swath of territory the government had handed over to the FARC 3 years ago in an effort to promote peace negotiations. When talks broke down in February, Colombian and U.S. drug enforcement agents canvassed the area and proved what many Colombian officials long claimed. The guerrillas were using the zone to grow drugs and exchange them for weapons. Anti-narcotics police say while the negotiations were going on, the amount of cocaine being grown in the area more than doubled, and the amount of poppy from which heroin is produced tripled. General Gustavo Socha is the head of Colombia's anti-narcotics police.
Les exigen mantener cultivos ilícitos, les cobran por mantener los cultivos ilícitos.
We have information that they require people to grow illegal crops, he says. Socha adds that the guerrillas' archenemies, the right-wing paramilitaries, are equally enmeshed in drug trafficking activities. Authorities say the two groups make billions of dollars from drugs to finance their war against one another and the government. The decision to indict the FARC members comes just as the Bush administration is seeking to increase its role in the fight against the rebels. In the last 2 years, the U.S. has given Colombia $1.3 billion. The money was earmarked for the war on drugs, but the line between the drug war and the counterinsurgency war has been blurring. The FARC says it does not traffic drugs. It simply charges producers and traffickers a war tax, like any other business in guerrilla-controlled territory. Ricardo Vargas of Acción Andina, a non-governmental organization that studies drug trafficking in the region, believes the rebels are involved in the drug trade, but in a much more limited fashion than the U.S. would have people believe. He says there are hidden costs for qualifying the FARC as drug traffickers.
En la medida en que más se magnifique, más sea grande,
the U.S. is exaggerating the role of the FARC in drug trafficking in order to satisfy its need to make them an international threat, he says. As a result, he says, the traffickers that control the drug routes will have an easier time exporting their product because all of the focus will be put on the rebels. If captured, the three members of the FARC would be put up for extradition to the United States. But Vargas says it will be difficult for the Colombian government to rein in these traffickers on its own. Over time, he says, the U.S. may feel the need to take action itself, dragging it even deeper into Colombia's war. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Bogota.